your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPreparedness.com. Dr. Julie Penick's with us. Dr. Penick, I'd like to make a comment on the TWA Flight 800 crash. Do you remember that back in 1996?
Yeah, long time ago.
Very interesting. Well, I had said on air over a couple of years I've been on that I was driving from a consulting appointment I had during the day. I was returning back to the farm in the evening, and I was listening to WABC Radio, New York City, and I was able to listen to that because it traveled a long way in the evening. And I was in Virginia at the time, and I was listening to WABC, and Curtis Sliwa was on. He's the founder of the Guardian Angels in New York City. He's also a broadcaster. And a caller called up and said, Curtis, a missile went up and it just blew up a plane that just took off. And Curtis said, oh, come on. And the caller was really in a panic. He said, no, I'm not kidding. This is real. And so Curtis said, okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go to a commercial break. And I'll go check the AP wire, the Associated Press wire, and we'll come back and I'll see what it says. So he came back a couple minutes later, and he said, there's nothing on the news, there are no news reports about this happening. And the caller said, right, that's exactly right, because it just happened just seconds ago. So Curtis said, okay, let's clear the lines, and we'll just take calls who have witnessed this and call in and tell us what you've seen. So call after call came in. Now, I've heard this with my own ears. Call after call came in, and they all said the same thing. A missile went up. The plane blew up and fell down. And so that was the story, that a missile went up and blew up this plane in 1996. And then, now Curtis spent a lot of time on the air. It almost seemed like he slept at the at WABC. And I believe he did, many, many days. And so he was always on the air. He was on the air the next morning doing a broadcast, and there was no mention of the crash. Oh. It was almost like it never happened.
Wow.
Okay, and then there are all these theories about, an external event, a missile. I mean, the things that I said that I heard with my own ears, the missile going up from caller after caller after caller saying that. And then, it was debunked. And well, a couple years later, people would come on the air and they'd say, yeah, the authorities came over to the house and they talked to us and they said, no, you guys do funny things, what you think is going up is actually wreckage coming down. So those weren't missiles going up. That was actually the wreckage falling, and your eyes play, funny tricks on you, and your mind does funny things. And people started calling and saying, we got approached by the authorities and they're telling us the exact opposite of what we saw. Well, I know what I heard live when it happened, and it was a missile went up, and the plane was taken out from these missiles. Well, there's now a report, and I just posted it on the website, and that's what I'm talking about. It just happened.
Oh, my.
And the report says it was an external detonation, okay? And CNN is going to have a documentary on this. So that's why I'm talking about that. So, class, if you want to know more about it, I believe it was absolutely positively a missile that went up. That's what I heard with my own ears. I don't believe it was being made up by caller after caller after caller that I heard on WABC radio in New York City in 1996. So I just wanted to share that with you, Julie.
Wow. Interesting.
Yep. So we hear about these conspiracy theories, as those of us who follow some of them and have information that we've we've learned that, you know, we're nuts. Well, actually, sometimes we're proven, and more often than not, we are proven not to be nuts.
I wanted to
share this with you about fluoride. So we have gone after, you know, BMW, and we encouraged them to fix a $6,000 steering problem, which was a computer controlled steering problem on their BMW Z4. We got the city of Orlando to reverse their zoning ordinance about growing gardens in the front yard. We got the Fish and Wildlife in Virginia to back down and not fine this mother of an 11-year-old for rescuing a woodpecker, and have her face a year in jail for having her daughter rescue a woodpecker. I mean, there are many of these cases. And one of them that we've taken on more than, we've spent more time on this fluoride issue than any other issue we have tackled. And we have not gotten traction. And here's what I'd like to share with you. There's something really big in fluoride. Either these politicians are being paid so much money that they will not back down. I think that's what it is. But here's the point. Detroit, Michigan is absolutely positively broke. They can't afford to turn the street lights on in some areas. They can't afford to fix the sidewalks. They're actually bulldozing down neighborhoods because they can't even patrol them with police. Now, if that's the case, how can they afford fluoride? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, is fluoride expensive to purchase? Do we know that?
In the Springfield community, I was able to get the numbers. It's about $1 per person per year. So a couple $100,000 is what it costs to put fluoride in the water. Now, you know, $1 a person a year, oh, that's no big deal. But if you look at it as $200,000 we could save,
right,
you know, without poisoning us, why wouldn't we do that? Why would fluoride is the only thing that's added to water.
Why do you think it's such a sacred cow?
Well, I think there's so much money to be made in distributing an industrial waste that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It is the byproduct, as I understand it from a speaker at a conference. Fluoride is a waste product from the manufacturing or the processing of aluminum. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
And so they needed a place to put this waste. And so they came up with the argument that fluoride can increase the strength of your teeth. And
right.
At one time, they used to use fluoride to treat osteoporosis. But what they found was by making the bone thicker, you didn't repair the strut system underneath it. In other words, if you came and laid a new layer of asphalt on top of an old bridge that had poor support, yeah, you might have made the top of the bridge thicker, but you certainly didn't make it any stronger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they abandoned that. But the fluoride in our water does displace iodine from hormone sites or iodine binding sites. That's important for the hormone system in the body.
Yeah, and I just there's got to be so much money in this that. Here's what I said. I this is probably one of the final nails in my coffin at in the afternoon broadcast. I said, you know, you can murder somebody quickly. You can shoot them. You can put them in front of a cannon. You can put them in a guillotine and you can kill them quickly, or you can kill them slowly, but it's still murder. And you know, if you're taking years off a person's life. Is that not murder? If you are making them sick to the point where they're debilitated, or they have heart disease because of their body condition, because of the fluoride, is that not murder? Well, I think I was poking at a sacred cow, and
wow.
I think that Well, I called it murder on the afternoon broadcast, and I went after it, and man, oh man. the result is I've got my afternoons off. Dr. Penick, we have Gail from Nixon, Missouri on. Gail, you're on with Dr. Julie Penick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have a question, and it's not related to fluoride. It's about bruising. The back of my hands bruise real easily. All I've got to do is look at them real hard, and they'll bruise. What can I do to help alleviate that?
That is almost always a deficiency in the vitamin C system in your body. And when you're low on that, then you your capillaries are very fragile. So I usually tell people to get on a bioflavonoid supplement.
Right.
Something like rutin or something, only because the bioflavonoids, it's the same family as vitamin C, but they're more concentrated, so it takes less to do that. And that's the first place I would start.
Okay. Can do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Gail, any other questions?
That's it for the moment. Thank you.
Hey, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Pennick, you've got a pretty big fan club, and the proof of that is when you come to the Get Prepared Expo, your seminar room, your students do not want to leave.
No, I know. Kind of hard to get out of there sometimes. But it's okay. I enjoy it. It's fun to be able to speak truth and have people be able to ask questions in a non-judgmental, non-threatening environment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I noticed was I think you were going probably 50% longer than the scheduled time, and your students were just, they were there, they were paying attention, they had so many questions, and I think it's because they were hearing you say things that they thought might be true,
sure.
but they hadn't heard before.
Correct, and there was a sense of validation.
Right, that's exactly right. There was a sense of validation of what, and I think it was so refreshing, and they heard easy to administer, if you will, solutions to their concerns. So for example, Gail just called with a bruising issue. Do you think that if he went to a mainstream clinic in his community, that he would have gotten that same advice?
No, he would have had some lab tests done, all of which would probably have looked normal on a piece of paper.
Right.
And they might not have had any suggestions. But, you know, the bioflavonoid issue is a nutritional model. And so in their defense, conventional medicine, healthcare, education does not include a whole lot on nutrition.
There you go. Dr. Julie Pennick. PennickHealthcare.com. And I put a post, copied, I hope it's okay with you, Julia, copied page one of your website, posted at USA Prepares, so you get an understanding.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Julie Penick with us. And Dr. Penick, you know, the economy is spiraling down. The weather is totally unpredictable. We have supply line shortages. Are people asking you in your practice what your thoughts on preparedness are relating to medical conditions and being healthy? Are they saying to you, you know, I'm really concerned that I might not be able to go to a doctor for an appointment? I know that in our family, if somebody wanted to make a doctor's appointment, it's a month out. So if someone were sick, it's a month to get an appointment. Are they asking you those kinds of questions?
Well, there is a national shortage of healthcare professionals, particularly at what we call the primary care level, which is the first point of contact with the system, right? And so there's a huge shortage and projected to be even worse by the year 2020 or 2025. Mm-hmm. So, no, people don't ask me that question per se, because the nature of the people that I see are people who either have a bend to have personal accountability and responsibility for healthcare choices before they get to me, or they sure get a lecture about that once they get to me. And so we don't depend on the system. We depend on ourselves, and we depend on making lifestyle choices every moment of every day that are consistent with optimum health and wellness. And so I don't hear much about that. Sometimes at the conference or the expo, I hear people say, well, what are substitutes for medications? And I said, good health. You don't have to, and you shouldn't plan for what medications or what substitute you're going to have for a medication when the system, or if the system collapses. What you need to do is get your body healthy enough that you don't need a medication, so you don't have a need to replace the medication.
That's really the point. The point is we absolutely, positively must be healthy. We must pay attention to what we're eating. We must pay attention to what we're drinking and the toxins around us. Will you be doing your seminar on the Sea of Poisons, or are you thinking about something else? For I understand that you're going to be with us on the 21st of next month at the Get Prepared Expo, which is a Sunday. But what are your thoughts? What will we be learning from you on the 21st?
Well, I love to do the Sea of Toxins, and I've done that a couple of times, so I might have some repeat individuals in the audience. So what I would really like to talk about is the experiment that we've all unwittingly been made participants of, which is the low-fat dietary models and the flaw in that, and how that has led us down the road to obesity, insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, and the sale of the leading drug in the world, which is Lipitor, which is a statin medication to control cholesterol levels, and the reality that no one over the age of 65, there's no evidence to suggest anybody over the age of 65 should be on a statin drug, and there is no evidence to suggest that the majority of women should be on it. Yet, my mother, my 90-year-old mother, cardiologist, wanted her on a statin drug, for which I immediately took her off and called the office to inform them that she would not be taking that medicine. And the nurse said, well, the doctor's not going to be happy about that. And I said, well, you put in the record that the nurse practitioner daughter of this 90-year-old woman is not happy with the fact that he doesn't understand their own literature, their own data that says an individual who is considered geriatric age, which is age 65 and above, should have a cholesterol level. Let me say this really loud for your listening audience. If you're in that geriatric population, Dr. John Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, published research in the 90s that said you darn well better make sure you have a cholesterol level in the 240 to 260 range for optimum health. And when you drive a cholesterol level down in a 90-year-old, you decrease their fat to their brain, which means they're going to start getting symptoms that look like dementia or Alzheimer's. Don't think most 90-year-olds are still having a sexual life, although if they are, you're going to decrease all the production of their sex hormones and make them frustrated. And when you decrease a healthy intake of fat and you decrease somebody's cholesterol level, you start getting symptoms that are consistent with the diagnosis of depression.
And what does that lead to? What does depression lead to? Let's talk about that when we come back on the other side. Dr. Julie Penick is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo July 21st. That's a Sunday. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook, sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Julie Penick's with us. Dr. Penick, I had a question about the sun. You know, when I'm out there on the tractor raking hay, I get more sun than, you know, I'm out there for hours and hours and hours. And I believe that I become more tired after being in the real hot sun, not the temperature, but I'm talking about the sun's rays, than I would if I were just in that heat without being in the sun's rays. Is that mind over matter, or is that something that happens physiologically?
Well, Vince, I've never had that question raised before, so I've really never even thought about that.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, I, I can tell you that even when I was younger, if I were swimming and I put one of those towels down and lay on the towel face down, you know, and got the sun's rays on all of me, except for where my bathing suit was, I would become more and more tired the longer I lay in the sun. I could actually fall asleep. And just lying in the sun. So that was where my question was going. How about, we've got a post on the website, and it says that too much red meat in your diet can raise the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by nearly 50%. And, you know, a large consumption of red meat could cause that, according to this article. Do you think that's possible?
What source is that article? Because I've never heard that statistic raised before.
Okay, that's on our website. It's let's see. Let me get to it. Get you exactly.
Now if that's truth and reality, I'm going to be really sad about that.
Yeah. Okay. It says here, this source is the Daily Mail, United Kingdom, and it says that red meat plays an important part in a balanced diet. And it also says that if you have too much of it, you can increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. And it says cutting consumption by a half a serving a day led to a 14% cut in the risk of type 2 diabetes. So what they're saying is you should have it, but don't overdo it. And I'm thinking that I don't have diabetes, but I don't eat a lot of meat either. I only have about, at the most, 4 ounces a day, at the most. But I'm not a vegetarian.
Meat, period?
Meat, period. Am I doing something wrong?
Well, you know, we need adequate protein because protein is the body's tool and fuel for growth and repair.
Uh-huh.
And so we need to have a good consumption of protein. And you can certainly get protein out of your vegetables. Absolutely, mm-hmm. You can. Most of us do not chew our vegetables well enough to truly liberate the full maximum potential of the protein that's in our vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell folks who, because a lot of women don't like meat. They don't like it texturally. They tend to be carb-based eaters. And so what I say to my women is, that's fine. You need to get in at least, I tell them, 20 to 25 grams of protein each of their three meals. And so if they don't, I have them supplement with a plant-based protein that they turn into a shake or something. Mm-hmm. And I have them take a digestive enzyme with it, because just because you put something in your mouth, whether it's all organic, healthy, blah, 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 your digestive system is just the tube. And anything that goes in your digestive system requires active transport to get it out of the tube and into the body for use. So you can be putting the perfect, what anybody would call the perfect diet, into your mouth. But if you don't get it out of the tube, it's worthless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think that if you're chewing your vegetables enough and you're liberating the protein value out of that, then you're doing fine. But I would strongly encourage you to look critically at that issue, because I don't think 4 ounces of meat as your main source of protein is adequate for most people. Now,
okay.
I'm gonna flip that and tell you, here's the bipolar nature of me. I am going to tell you that the people of the China study and the people of several bodies have looked at almost a starvation-type diet and found that individuals can have longevity in that. They can grow to an older age. I'm going to tell you what I believe the connection with that is. Remember, I said you ate the perfect diet, but if you don't get it out of the tube, it's really for naught.
Right.
You have to have enzymes to digest and assimilate those nutrients. You have to have sodium to actively pull carbohydrates and proteins across the gut wall into the body. And so aldosterone, which is the hormone responsible for sodium regulation, is at the level of the adrenals, and the adrenals are particularly sensitive to stress. And I really don't know very many people who don't have stress in their life. And so I think at best we need to help with some enzymes to assimilate those foods so that we can put them to good use. But there is some research out there that suggests that if you limit flesh meat and have predominantly a plant-based diet and almost low amounts of those so that it's almost like starvation mode, you will live longer. And I think the connection there is that you conserve enzymes that would be used in the digestive process for metabolic processes when you don't have to digest large amounts of foods, and those enzymes then go to use in other processes in the body. So I think if you eat adequately and you take enzymes from outside the body to help so you don't diminish all the enzymes in the body, that you can eat a regular, full, satisfying dietary lifestyle and still live to be 100, 120, particularly if you follow anything Dr. Shuley says, right? Because he says we should live to be 120.
Yeah, so when you talk about digestive enzymes, can you tell us exactly what you mean? Is there a specific brand, a specific type, either generic or...
Yeah, I do a lot of work with enzyme therapies, both for digestion and to treat metabolic processes, particularly inflammation. And so, just in the nutshell, we require enzyme activity for every metabolic process in the body. And if we're wasting all of that trying to digest foods that we weren't intended to digest or just digest food, then we steal the resources we need from metabolic processes. You know, enzymes play a role in the manufacture of energy, you know, adenosine triphosphate. And so enzymes play a huge role in the metabolic processes of the body. And when we eat dead foods, like the typical American does, packaged and processed and cooked to death, we have removed the enzymes for shelf life, and we have cooked the enzymes out of them because most of your food sources contain the enzymes required to break that down. That's God's wisdom. But when you get a food cooked, you've cooked all the enzyme activity out of it, and then you have to use your enzyme system. And when we eat dead foods, which is packaged, processed, and cooked to death foods, which most of us cook our foods, right, we get rid of the enzymes intrinsic in the substance, and we have to use our own enzymes. And you think back, in earlier times, we didn't have as much packaged and processed. People used things that were in season. They didn't cook the life out of them. They certainly didn't have additives and preservatives that we were never designed to digest. And the whole genetically modified issue, there's a whole new condition out there that they don't understand. And it's because those genetic modified foods have foreign DNA, not only to the human body consuming it, but to the organism that it's been spliced with to grow it faster, quicker, whatever. And we don't have an enzyme to digest that. And when you don't digest it, it sits in the small intestine particularly, and it causes an inflammatory response. And we're giving gluten a bad name, but gluten is not the problem. It is the genetically modified gluten molecules that we lack enzymes to digest. And therefore, you could supplement with enzymes from outside the body to digest those and avoid genetically modified foods whenever possible. That's a roundabout answer to your question, isn't it?
I'll tell you what you said was absolutely fascinating, because you described why so many alternative therapy type individuals are saying no gluten, no gluten, no gluten. You're saying it's because the wheat has been modified, genetically modified, and we can't digest it properly.
Correct.
That is
the
problem.
Yeah. That is the problem. And I read an article probably 6 years ago, a research study in one of the biochemical journals, that said not only can we not digest that because we lack the enzymes to do so, that foreign genetic material is taking residence in hosts in your small intestines and growing its own material. Think about that for a second. That's DNA, right? That's what they mean by genetically modified. That's foreign DNA taking root in your body, doing its own thing. And we wonder why we have so many gut issues in this country and why so many people are all of a sudden we have so much gluten intolerance. Now, gluten's on the scene, but gluten's not the criminal. It's the genetic modification of that.
And there's such a great proportion of wheat that's genetically modified that it, if you have anything that's made with wheat, it's almost impossible not to have GMO wheat.
Correct, unless you were blessed enough to have had ancient grain wheat, and you never let it get into the system. But if you got it, you better not let anybody know you have it. You know, because somebody discovered a field of wheat growing up, I think it was in Oregon, and it was on a Monsanto's test beach. It was never supposed to be released, and they found a whole field of that growing somewhere in Oregon, and nobody can figure out how it ever got out to do that. And here's the other issue. The other big issue, corn is an issue. It's another grain. We don't tend to think of it as a grain, but it's another grain. It's a problem because the fungicides that they use have some genetic material because they make them very virulent to keep the funguses off the corn, right? And so corn is probably a contaminated GMO food ubiquitously as well.
Well, let me mention a problem that I have. Dr. Penick, if I eat corn... That is GMO. I get an instantaneous stomach eruptus. I mean, it is really painful to beat the band. And I believe it's related to GMO. If I have organic, non-GMO corn, I'm fine. Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Julie Penick, PenickHealthcare.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here.
Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Penick, I was talking about when I have corn that comes out of a can that's genetically modified, I get stomach eruptus. It's just excruciating pain. And when I have corn that is not genetically modified, I do not get that pain. And here's a post on the Internet on Alex Jones' site, Infowars.com. China incinerates three U.S. shipments of genetically modified corn. Then there's another post that says Monsanto's GMO corn to be sold at Walmart with no indication of that it is genetically modified. And then there's another one that says Monsanto's GMO corn is linked to organ failure in rats. So it sure seems like there's a serious problem with genetically modifying our food supply.
Huge, serious problem. I would echo everything that you just talked about. We do not possess the ability to digest that. And so why we allow this to be perpetrated on the unsuspecting public is beyond me. So people out there need to be talking about this. So I actually plan on attending some professional healthcare conferences in the next year talking about this emerging new trend that we see, which is the destruction that is taking place in the digestive system. This comes on the heels, and I've got to talk real briefly about one other problem that most people don't see. As you are aware, I missed the last expo because my mother had a serious accident. 90-year-old type 2 diabetic who had a severe injury and should have lost her leg, but her leg is healed. But let me tell you what I did. I made sure she got extra protein because protein is what we use for healing, and I took her off of her reflux medicine because the majority of those medicines decrease stomach acid production. The resting pH of the stomach is about 5 to 6. The purpose of the production of stomach acid is to bring the resting pH of the stomach down to about 3 or slightly below so pepsinogen can be converted to pepsin. Pepsin's the enzyme system, the human enzyme system that digests protein. So all of those people who have wounds or all of those people who need growth and repair who are on those drugs, you virtually have told the body, well, we're not going to digest this protein. Because you can't get the pH low enough to change pepsinogen to pepsin. And we are robbing these people of nutritional sources of protein. And the wound clinic is amazed that my 90-year-old mom's diabetic mother's leg healed in under 90 days when they all thought she would lose her leg. And it's because I took her off the drug that blocked her digestion of protein. I added extra quality protein and gave her enzymes to make sure that it got into her body. And that's the other thing. We are just letting people stay on these drugs for forever. And we have pretty much robbed these people of the ability to ever get adequate protein for growth and repair.
Dr. Penick, I can't count the number of people who I know that have been prescribed reflux, acid reflux medicines. It's almost like it's candy. Here, take this. It's good for you.
Yeah, it is like candy, and I believe it's one of the top three over-the-counter medicine sales in the United States. That, ibuprofen, and something for constipation are the top three selling drugs, over-the-counter and or prescription. A lot of people are on these drugs by prescription. These are powerful drugs causing huge problems that most people don't even recognize. And it's tragic. That's another experiment on the general public, in my opinion.
Inflammation, constipation, acid reflux, aren't they all related based on what you've taught us today in class?
Based on exactly what we talked about today, yes. If you can't break it down and digest it, it sits in the body and causes inflammation. If you can't break it down and digest it, it can lead to constipation. And one of the things that keeps the fecal material moist and moving is the presence of bile that dumps into the small intestine. And bile is the most alkaline substance in the body, where stomach acid is the most acidic. If you shut down the acidic stimulation, you shut down the alkaline response. So you are creating a constipation issue in many people by shutting down stomach acid production.
What a racket. Cause the problem and then have two solutions that are also medicine. Dr. Julie Penick. Connecting the dots. Dr. Julie Penick, if you'd like to meet her at the Get Prepared Expo, that'd be July 21. She's going to be there in about a month. Dr. Julie Penick, thank you so much for being with us today. PenickHealthCare.com. There's a link to Dr. Julie Penick. Page one, USAPrepares.com, bottom of the page. Dr. Penick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.